Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama met with his national security team Thursday, and the fight against the Islamic State dominated their talks, as we hear now from Mr. Obama.
At the outset, I want to say again that this remains a difficult fight. The situation in Syria and Iraq is one of the most complex the world has seen in recent times. ISIL's entrenched, including in urban areas, using innocent civilians as human shields.
Earlier Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry told lawmakers here in Washington the slaughter of innocent people was still occurring in Syria, where bombs had been dropped on hospitals and schools. And on the fight against the Islamic State, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, told the lawmakers the militants group established estimated strength now exceeds that of al-Qaeda globally. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar tells VOA he has assured United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon he is ready to return to the capital, Juba, in March to take up his position as first vice president. He's waiting for the first phase of the security arrangements to be implemented. Machar said the UN chief promised to support the accord he signed with President Salva Kiir. United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The new draft resolution is a response to North Korea's January nuclear test and February rocket launch, which violated existing international sanctions imposed on Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile program. This is VOA News.